little drugs, spiritual law, a little shvuis, a little halacha, something. So much we'll see in the re also, God willing, but the midboy he's got a few sifim on shvuis. Then you have to jump to, we probably won't get to the jump to. But at least shvuis, Shat Mishmai. He says, Shechianu, in Kiddush, you have to say both nights. You say Shechianu, Vikimanu, Vikianu is Manasseh. That's both nights.
In your Yehud's heart.
In Yehud's heart, yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, it's only one night because there aren't two nights. It's only one night. He said, many women have a custom that when they light the candles, it says Shechianu, and men light during Kiddush. Men say the bracha during Kiddush. There's no word to express the importance of the Yom Tov. The Shechianu, what's the Shechianu about? Give us life. What is a Yom Tov? They're just, the words don't really go well. We can try, but it doesn't really work so well. Yom Tov is a kind of, it says in the Pasuk that there's a day in all of the days. That's what I learned from the Pasuk. There are days that are in every day. So these days that are in every day are the Yom Tov. Every day of a Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a day of judgment, of the Torah of the year, and it affects every day of the year. That means how much we'll learn, how much pleasure, sweetness in the learning, how much each and everything, it affects the whole year, right now. Like, that's really what it comes down to. Shavuot is going to affect the entire year. So obviously, there's no surprise we say Shechianu, who gave us life and sustained us and got us to this time. This time is a very, very significant time for our entire year, every single day. So it's going to make a difference. Every drop, if someone worked a little harder in davening, might have so much a little harder, speak a little less, learn a little better on Shavuot, he's going to go higher the whole year. It's a big, big, big time to really work hard, to do our utmost, to say, okay, this today is like, it's a big league. It's a very, very significant day. And so Shechianu, we're alive. We're so thankful to be alive for this holy, special day. How do we make it? That's the question. How do we make it? V'loy echad b'hem, it says. Shem formed days, yom yitzaru, v'loy echad b'hem. He has one in them. Not mayhem, not from them, but in them. So the Belzerov, another thing, explain, brings this to us. If you say that the Maisa, every day has a little bit of Shavuos in it. Your Shavuos is going to affect every single day. Of course, we can fix it. That's what Nassim says. He says, I don't care. You messed it up. You can always fix it, but it's harder to fix it. Why not do it right as much as we can? Also, without any pressure, without saying, oh, I messed up, I didn't mess up. Try to do a little bit more. Whatever I can. Try and enjoy the Kiddush. Try and enjoy the davening. Try and enjoy the learning. Whatever I can do. With a lot of simcha, especially. The Rebbe says the simcha of the Yom Tov is the main thing of the Yom Tov. To be happy. I mean, it's the pasuk, after all. That's the mitzvah. The big mitzvah of the day. To be very, very happy. Very, very filled with rejoicing. That's a little bit about what Shechianu is. A drop, just one thing. So one, a little drop of spiritual love. First thing, first off, that's the first. Now we'll continue a little bit of the read. We'll see what he has to say about Shavuos and the Maisa Choshev. What does the read say about Shavuos? Sphere, we didn't do. It was just too long. We didn't really have the time. Anyway, we want to do Shabbos because we don't have to rush. But Shavuos is so short, it's a pity not to do it, not to get bold. Try to... We already know, you already know, he says it's well known, everything came in, Shavuos, except we're missing the Mochin from Chochmah and Bina and below. He said, from Chochmah and Bina below is good, he said, but Keser is missing. All the Keser, no Keser. We talk about Chochmah, we don't talk about Keser. Again, that has to do with how the Rebbe explains things, it's its own parsha. Actually, he said, you don't have Keser. That's the first thing. So Kesed comes from a very, very high place. So Abba and Ima is already high enough. This Bechina of Abba, this Bechina of Ima, this beautiful of Nassim. Now, I don't know if the Zohar Kodesh also has seen this beautiful Zohar. The Zohar says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, write down the parasha of Bezorah and Borah. You have this son who's wayward, he's overeating a particular amount, he's drinking wine, he's robbing people, or he's going to rob people, he's just whatever, all sorts of complicated luxuries. The Gemara says this never happened. Why do we have this? It's not a darish, we have this, how you should astounded and get reward, which is very beautiful. But you know, the Zohar reveals another layer, another level. It says Moshe Rabbeinu, he's hearing these crazy halachas, these very, very far-fetched halachas. Hashem, this is never going to happen. A mother and father going to bring their child to the court? It just can't happen. It doesn't even seem to say clearly that they have to even. And so many different complicated details. It seems like we don't like it that this is ever going to happen. So what's the point of writing the Torah? So Hashem says, you don't understand. The Ben Tzur Emunah is the Jewish people. This is Jewish people. We're the Ben Tzur Emunah. We're the people who are wayward. We're off the beaten path. We're going who knows where. We're doing not what's proper. And of course, food is a big part of that. Not only Bichlal, materialism in general. Materialism. As Zohar says earlier, we learn from the nations. We're among the nations. And we get drawn after all sorts of nonsense. All sorts of things that really are very heavy on us. That's what everybody says. It's heavy. It hurts us. It's a burden on us. We don't see that. We see it as being some kind of a relief for us very often. But it's not a relief, really, for my neshama. It's a burden. And I might not feel it, I might not know it, but it's a burden. It just turns me, it just weighs me down. So that's a bit Zohar Mora. It says his father and mother take him to court. It says that's the aspect of Abba and Ima. That's what the Zohar says. The aspect of Abba and the aspect of Ima. Each aspect, we really are supposed to be reaching parts of our neshama that are not in our body, that really we want to bring in, that are way above us. We want to transcend nature, all this far and bring these bechinas of Abba and Ima. That means getting to a place that's above nature. So we want to. That's our job here. We're supposed to be doing this, and it's not so easy to do.
And they're getting interested in shavuos.
Always, the greatest tzaddikim. That's what they were doing all the time, all the time. It's like we learn a little about them. We're just blown away. How there were people like this? There were lots of people. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Who the people? Where they were? What? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Again, we at least. Who was it? No, I think we're Sivu Buddha Bishiska, I'm not sure. Yehudia Kodesh maybe. Yehudia Kodesh. I think Yehudia Kodesh. One of those not hated that time, the Kotzker time. Someone asked him why, it's not fair. How come if you're connected to a tzaddik, you get the benefits of the tzaddik? I mean, after all, what is this? Favoritism? You have a good friend, so suddenly you get hired? She said, it's harder to connect to tzaddik. It's so hard to really connect the way you should. It's like, you deserve what you get. Because you're working on it, It's not stop without focus, without kavanah, without anything. It's not true, it doesn't work that way. And of course, there are millions of levels.
Do we achieve that, or is it something we just continually work on?
We work on it. Some people achieve it. It's not, how are we supposed to know who achieves it? There are many, many levels, that's for sure. There are many, many levels. On the one hand, the Rebbe says, any person who had a shaykhus to him, any kind of connection to him, he's already going to get a lot, not a little. And even if he doesn't know I'm the one who gave him the words, he's going to get a lot, not a little. On the other hand, there's something called a complete connection. There's levels and levels and levels and levels and levels. So someone's really focused, he's really trying. Obviously, he's going to connect much higher than someone who doesn't really... It's not relevant to him. It's up to us. We have a choice. We do what we want. We follow the advice. Do we do his photos? Do we want to do his photos? Don't we do his photos? Are we happy? Trying to be happy? Where are we? We're in a breast reshiva. Is it Yofi? How are we Zoche? We're trying. We want. Very good. It's already something. I learned Rabbi Nachman, I don't know, every once a month or something like this. It's also very good, but something, it's not exactly the same. Different levels. We're trying, we're working on it. Everyone will point to who he is. The first step is, the first rule is not pushing too much. But also not just sitting back. We have to try to ask Hashem, help me know how much is right and how much is too much. But when we learn about the tzaddikim, it's just astounding. I was learning a little bit about the Vitzvah Mayor of Kapishnitz. Unbelievable. He was doing these mofsim, he made these unbelievable things, he helped so many people. And someone came to him and said, how do you say these unbelievable stories? He said, how do you say that to someone? And then it works out. Like, how can you be sure? So he said, what do you mean? I asked Hashem to help this person. I don't mean myself. Why wouldn't he answer me? Of course he can answer me. Like, totally the opposite. Oh, what do you mean? I asked Hashem. It's not for me. So of course he's going to help. What do you mean? What's the possibility that no? Totally. It's a different mindset from us. I got it from us. it's we don't even think that way. We're totally out of the loop of my tefillahs count. It really matters. You know, when I say Abba Sola, Abba Rabba, when I say whatever I'm saying, Dhamma Shmanasa, whatever, it makes a difference. You know, we learn the Zohar. It's just completely like we're supposed to do one, the first thing of the Zimra, when the beginning parts of the prayer, you're supposed to feel like you're servant, the slave petitioning his master, please help me, and then you get to Shema, where you're people, someone who wants to sacrifice himself for Hashem, really live with self-sacrifice, and then you get to Shema Esrei, and you're like, a poor person who has nothing, just asking for help. You get to Shema Tefillah, I'm going to be like a chassid, I'm going to do a vidui, and say, I want to change, show me tshuva. And you know, you're at the Shema Esrei, you remember, oh, you know, I was supposed to be, wait one second, hey, what happened to Tefillah Zimra and Shema? What happened? I don't know what happened exactly, something happened. Here I am, then I'll try maybe now. Maybe Shema Tefillah is 2 minutes, visibly something. It's so easy just to forget completely. To be just completely disconnected, like with Tefillah, what, you know, like the story of Volvi, it's unbelievable. The guy's in the grocery buying this, buying that, he has a pain in his chest. And he buy bread, and he buy this, another pain. Maybe he's in the Shema Esrei, and he was just thinking about a shopping list. So. And he just laughed on him twice. He woke up a second time. Oh, I'm sure, I'm not sure. Right. Autopilot, so we don't, people get to places in which we don't, to try to yearn for, we try to wake up, try to realize that I can also get a little, at least something, it's a difference, I can do it too, it's not, well yeah, there was a DKM and then me, forget it, no, I can, and every little bit counts, not all or nothing, no matter what, I'll have a great choice, I'll have a great year. If my shavuos isn't perfect, tip-top, if I'm not learning all night long, 100%, I don't say one word that's profane, I don't do this or that, it's blown. No, every second makes a difference. The davening makes a difference. The mikveh, if I can go to, makes a difference. This journey for mikveh, the learning makes a difference. Every single thing makes a big difference, a big nafkimi. And to really say, hey, that's amazing. Baruch Hashem, I had this opportunity, I had this special chance to jump in and change my whole year. I want to learn, we want to learn maybe a little dafayomi, maybe a little talacha, a little whatever we want to learn. We want to think of learning a little bit on the way here, on the way there, think about Hashem a little bit. That's all now. Shavuos. Going to Shavuos, you have it. Yearn for it. Try to get it. Okay, so the Ari says, that's right. So then you have this bechina, it's called Abba and Ima. They're two different bechinas. And these two bechinas, that's what we're supposed to access. That's what we're supposed to get to. We're supposed to get to a place where we're doing deep, meaningful tshuva. We understand one thing from the other and throwing away the things that are no good, that are burdening us, that are holding us back. And we're also getting to a place where you're just nullified to Hashem. Deep serenity, deep connection, luchsa nefesh, just everything's okay. It's all Hashem. It's all. But the Hasanish is always this place of like joy and simchah. It's like there's no description where he was, how he felt. The Yashiv, the story with Sibyon. Shavuos, I don't know, he stayed up for the night of Shavuos, but after a simple story, he couldn't sleep. He was 103 and he's standing learning. How do you sleep after rejoicing the Torah? You're not going to learn the whole night. I don't care if I'm 103. Like, it's like beyond you. Like, how did he lost his daughter, I think it was also, I don't know, 102, whatever he was, and he was very ill. He couldn't sit on the floor because on a low, low down chair, because if he did, he wouldn't be able to get up. It's dangerous for him. And to sit on a regular chair, he's not. I will not sit on a regular chair, even though you're allowed to, I don't care. So he stood. So he went to bed, like everybody else, whatever, 10 o'clock, whenever it was, people left. Gets up at 2 in the morning, like usual. He opens up his halachas of morning, whatever the Gemara about morning, he starts learning, standing up with a loud voice. And the man had a heart attack, and he's 100 plus, and he's standing, now he's going to learn the whole night. And then he will meet people coming to comfort him. I mean, it's incredibly dangerous. So they call the professor, I know the man. The Polish professor in Chai Tzedek, it was 2 in the morning, so we're really sorry, 2:30. He didn't go all night. I mean, isn't this dangerous? What are we supposed to do? There's no talking to him. He doesn't care. Like, he says, no, it'll be all right, don't worry. He said, I've been treating with the Rav for many years. It's not natural what happens with him. So if he says he can do it, I mean, he probably could do it. Just leave him alone. And you know, he went through it, no problem. Unbelievable. People are just beyond. The person accesses a place where he just, that's someone who's really in a bechin of chokhmah. He's like, some ways doesn't care, doesn't notice, doesn't mean anything. He's just somewhere totally different, totally else. Unbelievable. Not that we're going to get to where he is, but at least we can yearn. At least I want to, you know, when I have a seder, I can learn the whole time, or at least as much as I can. Try, in other words, a little bit that makes a difference to realize the count. You know, I have a debt. I have nothing to explain to Zohar says, the person is the debt, you have to return. Every day, every second, we're supposed to realize that I'm indebted to Hashem for this instant of life. And I have to live to the fullest. if it's helping another person, if it's moving. If I need a rest, so take a rest. But what if I need? I'm paying something back. I have a debt to pay. She said, if someone doesn't pay a debt, so two people who pay a debt, just living life of Riley, you know, living it up, and then he just doesn't pay any, pay his debts, right? So this one guy, he says, wow, I know all this money, and I'm sorry. I'll try to live a lower level, try to pay back a little, whatever I can. So that already leaves somebody. He's doing something, like Dr. Kelm says. But if you don't do anything, like, what? He just keeps living it up, no problem, and I don't care about my debt, tough on you. What is this? Hashem is giving us life. We have to return it in whatever way we can. And we're rewarded for it, which is unbelievable. Why are we like, what is this reward about? That's gift. It's connection to just being connected to Hashem. It's a tremendous thing in and of itself. Yep. So now you have to go to this place of Keser. The different bechinas, go to this place where it's all bechina of everything, everything is just connection to Hashem, everything is just being one with Him. Shavuos, he goes up to what's called the beard of Arachan. This is a long discussion. What is a beard? What does that mean? And a little part of it is a person's beard. You know, they asked for Fisher, I mean, it's so far, I don't remember. We used to have a custom to do the first chuppah, at least, when they can have children, a couple, under the skies. Because Rama says it's a simen, a sign, to be able to have a lot of children. I mean, the chuppahs, maybe they don't, they're not, it doesn't work that way, they're off in the winter at least, different places doesn't. I think of all my siblings who were married in Israel, in America, maybe one. They had it as a skylight or something. Mostly it's like not so, if you're getting married in Brooklyn or something, how are you going to do it under the sky? It's impossible. So you invest, you like to, it doesn't work. Okay. But there were people, they had fields, they had plenty of sky, they didn't bother, they don't want to bother. I'm doing a hole, I don't care. So the Sam Sofer said about these people, he said, okay, so they won't get the bracha of the, so you don't get the bracha of the Sam Sofer. It's up to you, you don't want the bracha, you don't get the bracha, it's not a problem. You do whatever you want. So we have an opportunity, we want to connect to Hashem. We want to get to the bracha from this very high level. One reason why the Ari says it's called a beard, because it's like a beard, you don't really see anything much. It was a beard. It's hairs. So it's tubular, so it represents bringing down these high hashbos, whatever you want to call it, influx of goodness, conduits. So you're getting the tiniest little drop of what's really, you don't begin to understand what's really. A little bit, but that little bit is a very big deal. So a beard is the same thing. A person, we have an opportunity to have or have a connection. But Moshe Feinstein, he never wrote on a tshuva permitting shaving. So someone asked him, why not? After all, you permit certain shavers. Where in the hell? He said, a Jew always had a beard. I don't want to be the one. I permit when people ask me, but I don't want to write a tshuva. I don't want to write a response that it's okay. It's not okay. You can, halachically, if you need to, for whatever reason. But a Jew had a beard, we mean. At least some kind of beard. We should try. We do our best. It's a big, brings down these big hashpos. It represents this big, very high hashpos. The reason I say this is a person cutting himself off from on high, from something very, very high. There's a lot to talk about this. There were great people who didn't have a beard. There's a lot to talk about. Actually, yeah, it's not for now, though. It's just their chagah, like on the eyes on the side. So we get this very high place. We represent this with the Kaddisha, very, very high, great level of mercy. That's what we can access now. That's why the Medrash says that on Mount Torah, Hashem looked at them like an old man full of mercy. That's his level. We're supposed to be filled with goodwill and happiness and connection and sweetness. That's what Shavuos is about. Pesach, it says there was Bechina, like we said, diminished aspect, came back to diminished aspect. And when during the splitting of the Red Sea, of Sea of Reeds, so then it looked like a young. It's not yet this merciful level. Again, whatever this means. Ish Melchama, Hashem is a man of war, as it were, whatever that means. More diminished, not this merciful aspect yet. It's from the beginning of the night of Shavuos until the morning, this Keser starts to come in. And then, davening, that's when it really takes. So because it's in the middle of a process, it's not really proper for a person to have relations with the night of Shavuos, unless it's the night of Tefillah, or there's a special mitzvah, usually a person needs to for whatever reason. In terms of prohibitions, it's not usher, it's not prohibited on any days, really, really usher, except Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, and mourning of the husband of the wife. But if it's possible, it's much better in terms of receiving the or the light of Shavuos, because heavenly and our heavenly levels is a you're in the middle of something, it's not, it shouldn't be done. That's what that's how he brings here. So that's why the simple custom of all Jews is to be up all night learning Torah. A lot of places they did like only the Zohar, which the Brisker Rav actually pointed out. He said, this seems very strange. The Talmud says to stay up on Pesach night, stay up on Pesach night until you fall asleep, stay up the whole night and talk about the Exodus. A few people do that. Shavuos, everyone's up. Again, that's because of the Zohar. The Zohar says overnight, you can get incredible things. Incredible, incredible things. And you don't sleep even one instant. Bring the Keser of Zohar down. That's the first thing. And we have to be aware, we have to know that the Rebbe said, Hashanah Rabbah, the main thing is, you stay up, you sing. If you can't learn, you can't do the saying, it's not really, you're not getting, it's better to sleep maybe, and get up for seeking it, that's better. Twist, stay up. The rest of some people would even dance. They dance, and instead of ticking, they dance. Hashem, Chavanu Hashem, thank you, you chose me to be your nation. You know, that's what Shavuos is about. That's what Rasmus says. It's the first time you get Keser. Never mind. Learning, I'm going to connect to the light of Keser. Very, very high light. Very sublime light. He says, Shavuos is a big time to break a desire for avarice. Tavis moment. That's the time. That's what the Rebbe says. We should have that in mind. We have to remember that there's hashgacha. Just like we don't close our eyes, kibyachol, Hashem doesn't close his eyes. No, always looking at us, always taking care of us. It's not, we may look that way, but it's not true. Hashem's always, always taking care of us. It's everything is the providence. There are different things that we bring down when we stay up. Those are a couple of the things we bring down. So, main thing is stay up if you can. Know that any person who doesn't sleep the whole night at all and learns Torah, he is guaranteed to live the whole year and will not be damaged at all. Even, wow, here again, this Chesed Avraham, he brings this stuff, it's like in the bracket. He said, even if there were 1,000 decrees against him, they're all ripped up. Goodbye. All gone. Shavuos. Again, I have a line. It doesn't help. I want to hear what I have. Rosh Hashem. Every person's life is decided this night. How connected you are to the Torah. So the Torah, you know, Torah as Osho and Kavod, and Kavod is also a person's body, as full as Torah. It's the way he honors Hashem in this world. Everything is on the left side of the Torah. So you gotta, when you connect to the Torah, how your connection is depends all the rest of the stuff. That's the general rule. Now, what this means, that's its own discussion. Like, bottom line is, we'll see in the Benish Chai, we'll talk about it in the day, but we'll see in the Benish Chai. What does that mean exactly? What's word about it? Anyway, we see, we connect, we're trying, the kids are trying to get this free book from Hashem. It's a special night, want to jump on and get a hold, grab hold. We know we don't have any, right? But we're hoping Hashem will help us. That's short. So, so the custom is to read three verses at the beginning and three at the end of each parasha. Why? We'll see what Nelson, wow, Nelson really has a lot to say about this. Let's see. So that brings the Keser in. Now, each of these pasuk, Netzach Hod Yisod. Because when the Keser comes in, it comes all the way, we're completing also the Netzach Hod Yisod. Completing every level. The lower levels also. If you want to bring in the Keser, you have to take on Kabbalah's Ol. That's how the Sulam explains to you. You're forced up to stay up. You're forced up to stay, and you're able to bring in the Keser. That's the Keser that you're pushing yourself. That's why staying up all night is a Tikkun Karet, right? Like Moshe says, it's Keser and Karet, the same letters. Like the recess, he said, because you push yourself, you move, and then you're able to get this level that's above. That's what we're hoping for, we're trying for. But there's something much something much again. Is,
we're talking to sea levels, and that might set me to level. Because I always have this imagination, there's billions of miles. Way up. He says, why can't it be way here?
It is. But Rav Nassim, it's very, very beautiful. It's very true. Rav Nassim explains, the Rebbe really says, every level has 10 levels. So wherever we all are, we all have a keser. Which means we take in, we connect, we all, wherever we may be. The Rosh Hashanah says that this world is, you have Asiya, and then you have this Bechina, it's called the Nachash, the snake, the other side. Inside, like you are here, we have to put like a little Google map, so you have the snake, and inside you are here, that's where the world is. We have to sort of climb up, but wherever level we are, a sea of a sea, wherever we are, we have a keser that we have to get to. Everyone points to a level. That's why the worst thing, much worse than not staying up, is getting depressed and being upset. Feeling that, oh, a lot of mess. That's like not, this is going to pick me up to a good place, maybe. Otherwise, yeah, fine, if you do tshuva through it, then great, that's the purpose. But if I'm not there, no way, that's really foolish. I grab home, do whatever I can, and get the keser according to my level. Which might mean, again, a little bit. And we don't. It doesn't have to do with how I feel. I don't necessarily feel this now. I don't feel this now. I want my year to be a little bit turned back. Next year's Shavuos and say, you know, the learning went better. Shavuos was a little better. The learning was a little better. Oh, there's a correlation here, the connection. But not that Shavuos you're gonna feel. Now I feel this. That's even more dangerous. The person's feeling himself. Where's Hashem here? What? No. I. Well, where's Hashem? What are you talking about? Who's that? That's for sure. He thinks he's in the high place. Well, I had a person came to me for Shavuos now, poor guy. He spent the whole time in Shavuos, he's reading the ticket. He said, you know, it's one of the highest meals of the day. Really, it's a day meal, but like the night meal's also Yom Tov, it's a mitzvah Torah. Friday, he ate like a little something, he had a drop of bread, and he just read the whole time. And we're talking, Torah, and we're singing, we're hearing things, this, that, and we're changing this, whatever. And he's just like, So eventually, I met him later. Like, the Morgenstern was bringing us to Night Kollel, I was over there. The Night Kollel would bring us to the Kollel every night. It's free. If you want, go to the Kollel, do an Esbolus, or anything you want, you don't have to do Esbolus, it's up to you. So we came to his Kollel, and we tried to do Esbolus. I saw this guy once, so I spoke with him a little. He said, I feel very pressured. I feel like if I don't do it right, and it will happen. I tried to explain to him that's not the right attitude. That's not the attitude you need to have. I tried to explain to him, no, you have to be happy and be thankful. I tried to give over to him, but like it was obvious from just if you're sitting there, you just reading, like that is not what it's about. Unless you really feel a Jewish person is aimless, is happy, or Shmosh Shapiro, his eyes were closed, but he was very filled with an aimless, filled with a lot of joy, a lot of pleasantness, a lot of thought of other people, thinking of other people a lot. He closed his eyes in a very powerful way. That was him. But he was really, everyone felt his love and his connection. He wasn't thought of other people in a real way. That was for him. That was who he was. And he got to very, very high places with that. If I had been born to the Hashem Kureba, the earlier one, not this one, not his father, I think the father, Rochman, the earlier Rochman, I think it was. And he said, what are you trying to do? You became a breast giver. What's your goal? What are you trying to do? He said, I want to be like you. You're a Rebbe? I also want to be like a Bechina of a Tzaddik. I want to be a Tzaddik, like you. He said, I'll tell you a story. There was once a guy, he worked very hard. And you heard this acrobats come to town and paid a penny or something. And these guys rolled around, they jumped, they did somersaults, they're walking on air. Great, beautiful, haha, great, very entertaining. Then he heard that they make in this hour that they did this little show, I don't know, maybe 10 times as much as he does, something like that. And he's very upset. Here, I'm killing myself, breaking my back, literally killing myself to work and make somebody. And all you need to do is learn to walk on a string and jump around. I'm willing to do anything to learn that. I'll work harder. So one of the people he'd known or he met, so he spoke with him, he said, please help me, I'll pay you anything, I'll do anything, please. He said, how am I supposed to teach you? My grandfather was an acrobat. He walked on tightrope. My father was an acrobat walking on tightrope. I, from when I was 2 years old, I learned to walk on a tightrope. How am I supposed to, like, how can anyone convey that to you? It's impossible. So he said, my grandfather was a Rebbe, went one particular way earlier times, my father, and I don't know how you're supposed to pick that up. I don't know. So the person who's giving this over, I don't have permission to use his name, he's a very, very, very great person, not aggressive at all. Very big, well-known person. And he said, but who won the argument? Moshe Shapiro. So, because he became like a Rebbe. He said, but who would know that he would be so, like, really out of soul, no matter what, and make it? No one would have, no one foresaw that. He told us that story. Like, he made it. It's not, he did it. He was right, not the Rebbe. The Rebbe was usually right, but here, he was right, not the Rebbe. He became the academic, better academic. He would have been the biggest Rebbe. He didn't want to be a Rebbe. He would have been the biggest Rebbe in a minute. He would have been so high places, unbelievable. Where he was, who he was. We all have to know that it counts. That shavuos, it counts for us. We have to feel a sweetness. We have to connect with the saying about davening, especially about Torah, we're supposed to be connected about, thinking about. It makes a difference. We have this chance to grab hold. And it's not only shavuos itself, it's also the time leading up to shavuos. It's also the time leading up to shavuos. The time leading up to shavuos. Also, we need to be aware that, you know, Maher Erev Ki Vamoed, the base of Rambam Shlomim says, quickly, my beloved, because the time is coming. He said, the Moed is a Yom Tov. So before the Yom Tov, before the Chag, you have a special aura when it's coming. You can quickly prepare, make up a lot. You have a very big opportunity. Prepare for the last 10 days, 9 days, whatever. And you can just change everything around. You say, okay, now, that's it. I'm going to try to pay attention. Mincha, did Mincha? Fine. My rib, pay attention. Try to learn. Try to connect to Hashem. Try to, I don't know, a few times, maybe once an hour, or do a little spoilers. Just like every little bit is another notch up that we can get the whole year. For preparing for Shavuos and preparing for the whole year. It's just a big yearning a little. It's all, it makes a difference. It makes a very, very big difference. It's a very, very essential question. And we have to really grab onto this opportunity. It doesn't come back so easy. So, it's possible to make it up. There's no way to really ruin it. True. But try to grab hold. Try to make it real. So we have these three psukim we say in the beginning. In the beginning, and in the end of each parasha. These are the same other things that we say. Now, these three psukim represent netzach v'yesod, which means again the feet and the yesod is that are making a difference. But Nassim says, as usual, phenomenal, unbelievable thing. He says, listen, you need to be aware, shavuos and acquiring the Torah in general requires an awareness that it's a long haul. And you have to keep starting. You know, I start those three verses, don't do anything else. But then I finish. Because the starting in and of itself is like our finish. Because eventually, I'm going to finish. That's what he says. Eventually, I'm going to finish. So I just keep starting and starting. Beginning, amen. Beginning and end. So it's the beginning. You keep starting and doing as much as you can to begin again. And you're going to make it. That's what the lesson, that's the message. One of the lesson three. As always, we know Netzach means advice. I'm trying to draw down that first pasuk. I'm trying to draw down good advice on how to fulfill this parsha, this bechin of Torah, connected to Torah. And then you have the bechin of the hod, and learning how to thank Hashem, praise Hashem, and then you sow it. So it is that what I do makes a difference. That's what the three, and that's how I bring the Ketzer in. And that's Kabbalah Sol Machshama, that Tzvi says. That's the bechin of the Imloaz Mursi. That's the bechin of these three psukim that we say, this tikkun lel shavuos, and that's a big part of the tikkun. It's a big avoda to just force it. Now, some people didn't say the tikkun. There are different ways. Apidari is a very big thing, for sure. But the person says, listen, I'm going to for sure fall asleep. I'll start to say it. Within 20 minutes, I'm going to fall asleep. Well, if I learn Gemara with the Rooster, learn Gemara. I mean, obviously. You don't, again, you're not going to say the main things. Be up. It's a big milo if you can do this. The tikkun is great. There are many people who do the chetchila, they do the Gemara. The Magid Dubna, he learned Gemara. So next to the Gra, does a tikkun on Shavuos, he does a tikkun for the Ri. Why do you learn Gemara? So he said, listen, the Gra, it's like the tikkun is like putting in a shop. You put the samples, but in the end you have a stock. So you put samples out, right? So he has a big stock, so he just samples good enough. For me, I'm working on the stock. So I can't just put the samples out. It's going to look really fake. So instead, I learned the Gemara. That's how he explained the... But, you know, there are different people. Sometimes just simply, if you're going to fall asleep, do whatever you need to do to stay up. Go to the hotel, the place, dance. Do whatever you can do. Do your best. So make sure that you're up. That's the, you know... It's better to do the tikkun if you can. I forgot who it was. One of the chassidim, Ah, I forgot it was. I don't think it was in Breslov. One of the Chassidish, a big Oveid, I don't remember if it was in Breslov, I think not. He used to read the Tikkun very slowly with a lot of sweetness, so he wouldn't finish. He would finish like Tubav or something. It would take like slowly, every day a little few more verses. And that's really for us also. We don't have to feel like, no matter what, no matter how, you do your best. It's the same thing. We're learning about these things in the middle. They are not ma'akiv. Rav Moshe actually told us, I don't remember though which verse. I think I wrote it down in my notes. I have to, I'm going to bring them and look it up. Probably won't take long. He said, because we worked out in the Shara Kavanas, the way it came out was, even if you have to, even one verse is enough. I think maybe the first or the last. I remember. One verse is good enough. If you have to, even that works. You don't have a choice, just, but I don't remember which, like, I don't know. I'm afraid that I don't remember which one. Maybe tomorrow I'll try to look it up. I found, although my house is filled with boxes of books, Baruch Hashem, but I did find a notebook and put it away before we came, so I can theoretically, if I remember, look it up. Do your best. I mean, it's better to say it. You do your best. Yeah, it's better than nothing. You do your scan. You try. But Rav Nachman says even a simple person who learns will see in the letters great things. So it's not so clear. Just look at me. He's learning it. He's probably saying it. We do work and doing our best. There's a maestro with a shoemaker who shines. He's on fire. Nobody understood this simple guy. The Balti Tak? So the shoemaker shine. No one understood. He was very simple, very ignorant guy. His davening was nice, but nothing better than anybody else. And he was like on fire. He was awe. He was glow. What do you do? Then they figured out that while he's making his shoes, he needs to get more open, and he reads 7 or 8 daf a day. I said, do you understand it? Not a word. Just read the Tareed. He got awe. He was, I mean, again, let's not misunderstand this. There was a cheder in Israel that they had the children just read. And I know someone went to the cheder, he was very upset. He said, I got nothing out of it. Zero. You have to read and yearn. You can't just read. It's a voda, not read to read. I did my duty. You read. When you're yearning, then you connect, you get the awe. And that's zero.
The three passes in Shabbat, the reading again.
Huh? Hebrew, better than Hebrew. Way better, yeah. It's tikkun. Tikkun, that's the idea. Not so much better. If you have no choice, it becomes targum. It's something, it's low. Learn. I think learning is better. It's really, you're not doing tikkun, you're doing targum. It's mashu acher. It's not the koch. Good question. So, Bereshis, you should say from Bereshis till Il till Shemayim Ba'aretz, be Baram. So, there, you say Bereshis. Again, all of these editions, you can skip them if you have to. Very, very often, you meet people that say, I hope I'll be up for the 3 verses. Anything extra, it's going to like start to, you know, you start to, even the Excels, they have a certain power and then it's over. It doesn't help enough. So, if you can't, you can't. But it's better. This is the better way, for sure. Fine. Yisro also. You go from the Chodesh HaShlishi till the end of the Parsha, it's right, 10 commandments there. And the Beschan also, Mishpatim. Also, you go through the Halachas there, from the El Moisha Omar, ad to until the end. Kitsiso. Oh, fine, Kitsiso also, you say extra, it's all in the Tikkunim. It's all in the Tikkunim, what it says. And where you say the Parsha Shavuos, the Parsha Beschan, you do the second Dibros. Fine.
If you want to stay up all night, and somebody says, if you take this pill, you can be up all night learning. Should you take the pill to be up all night learning?
If it's not dangerous for you, yes. Is it worth the same as someone who struggles to stay up, even if he falls asleep? Probably not. It seems like doing it like, you know, it's like this different in yonim. Like, they fell asleep, you force them to stay up, you're pushing the sleep from your eyes. Well, what do you mean? I'm not pushing anything, everything's cool. Again, so what, you can't have any caffeine? Like, what's the exact limit? I don't know the, I mean, maybe, it could be yes. could be, yes. I would assume that we should just try to do it our own way, with like maybe somewhat trying, but I don't know what I think is a pill. If I had a pill like that, probably not. Even though I'll have some Excel or some lot of caffeine, I would have. That's like something different. Although maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's what's the difference? I'm just faking myself out as possible.
Right? Is it possible for this light to show up and you're asleep?
For sure, it's possible.
So you're out of luck.
No, forget it. It depends what you do. You can get it by sleeping too. You can get it by sleeping. Yeah, but you have to really, it's a real freebie then. You have to really, really yearn, you have to really hope, because we're all getting a freebie anyway. So you guys, you slept, but I don't know, for sure, I'm asleep. There's one person who used to sleep, he was the one who said the brachos for everyone. They say he used to stay up the second night. Oh, yeah. Something like that. You got it. I don't know. I have no information. Could be.
It's better to learn in the Mitzvah or the Mitzvah?
Huh?
The night of Shabbat. The
Shulchan Aruch says you should learn with 10 people, at least. So it's better. There is an advantage to Beis Medrash. If you learn and not chat away, but yeah, generally speaking, it's better. Sometimes, like for me, I often learn at home because I want to try to have someone trying to help the issue. When my relatives were older, so I wanted to awaken. Maybe it's a mistake also. Maybe he would die on himself. Something to think about. But the Shulchan says 10 people is better. A million is better. That's higher. I would assume that presumably a woman who's very into learning would help her. Whether or not, what learning, I don't know, like she's learning, a lot of Torah, she's very connected to Torah. Presumably, it's also she gets the year of Chiddush. Presumably, I would assume, I don't know. I honestly do not know that. The Ben Ishchai thinks it's no. But again, he doesn't feel learning. I think he says no. I thought I saw it somewhere, maybe not here. I don't know. But again, I meant the people weren't, they didn't have any kind of, did learn. It wasn't the way it was. She is connected to learning. Could be yes. I don't know. I don't know.
I asked my wife, I said, where are we going for lunch? And I said, okay, I'm ready to go. And she said, I'm not ready to go until I finish my prayers. And I said, oh, I wish I could have said that. I said, I went to daven. You just said my prayers. I said, I want to go with you.
It's not simple. Yeah. I mean, listen.
On the air conditioning next door, it's too cold for the next door. They get air conditioning. We don't get an air conditioning.
The American, these Americans, no darn good. Just kidding. No, the eat is like this. Listen, you're getting to a place that's a beard. Okay? The beard, the ticket of the beard she doesn't have. But, nevertheless, in terms of drawing something down, probably she could. But again, I don't know. That's just my, I would assume so.
Are we drawing down?
We're drawing down a pechin that's called Arif. Very, very high place. Very, very high place. Her name is Kesser. It's, in a way, we spoke about this before. Maybe I didn't get to it somehow. But we say Shalei Asani Isha, and women say Shasani Kitzona, right? There are two differences. We say, Shep, thank you for making me a man. Not making me a woman, which basically that's the idea, a person who has extra mitzvahs and whatever, we'll see in a minute maybe. And she says, thank you for making me according to your will. Interesting language, according to your will. The will comes out of the Ari. I mean, it's clear, when you learn it, it's very obvious that the chin of will is keser. She's telling Kirtzono that she can get this place of keser. Rotsin is the same language as tzinor, it's like a candle. So first, she has the ability to jump many levels, go right to Kesser. That's why it's not so clear. So, does she need to say a ticket? No. can she grab hold by learning, by yearning, saying, I want also, Amar Hasina, I want to connect to the Torah. I mean, yeah, she has the Amar Hasina, that's what I would assume. The ticket is not, doesn't seem like that's what she needs to say, Pashtus. But in terms of where she can get it without it. She doesn't need it. We need it. I think this I did mention, that someone went to the Muki Yosef, and he said, he has two parents. They died in consecutive days. Can't fast both days. Either fast for his father or mother. Who is he fast for? So he said, what's the question? Of course, the poor father, the mother, what problems should she already have? Father, he has problems. He's supposed to learn every second. His personal purity, who knows where he was? And his thoughts, so who knows where he was? He said, for her, what could be a problem? What could be wrong? What's the trouble? It's not so simple to be a man in this world. It's not easy. It's really not. So it's not easy. We have a special challenge. A certain way it's hard. It's not so simple. It's not like it's so easy. It's not easy. You know, the reason is the bechina, the tzuras, and the isha, that person is limited. He's not an isha. He can't do the jump to kesser usually, and yet he feels limited. He's held back somehow. That's the isha, tzuras, and isha. It's just a guilt. He should be hit with something that will hold him back. He wants to move forward, not deal back. He wants to advance. So I want to advance. I want to be held back. That's the thing of tzuras and isha. So that's something concerning. She can go on her own. So she has the ability, like the Zohar says, that a woman in the next world. They're different echolos. There are several different places where they go. Let's see if I remember. I have volume, maybe, for sure not. But the Zohar says that there are different places. There's a place under Serach Basasher. Serach Basasher is this place. What do they do there? Praise Hashem, I think. Then there's a place under Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. There they learn, they praise Hashem, they learn the time of the mitzvahs. So say, that's what it says. And there's another place, I forgot what they do, and I forgot Devorah, I think. There are three or four different echolos that go out there. And they mix together sometimes, they go here, they go there. Mishanos, none of these women, Bechlal, they don't need to go to Gehenna. No need, what for? Everything's okay. Totally different Bechina totally from the man. Totally, totally different. Different in. So it's not so, she wants to learn the deep reason of behind mitzvahs, the Torah that she's connecting to, the chassidus, whatever it may be, great. In terms of other learning, it's a little more complicated, but if that's what she was taught to do, maybe she should, I don't know. If that's something that you'll do better than not, maybe a lot better than not, I don't know. Okay, so that's where we are. And we're up to the middle here. He said, then there's Chanan, the second set of Dibros, and then until Shema, and the Shema. She says, listen, we don't sleep this night, Shavuos, so therefore we say Shema in the Torah, that's the Shema, that's saying the extra Shema. The Ari says, if you don't say a fourth Shema, you're missing a ticket. So say four Shemas, right? Korbanos, morning, night, and Kriyat Shema Mitzvah. If you don't at least say Shema, Kriyat Shema Mitzvah, there's something missing in your day. You're missing something. So that's what the Chesed explains. Fine. When you get to the A, you read about the 7 weeks. And also every three verses from each Navi as well. The Shir Ashirim and Rus, you should read the whole Sefer. The Mishnah Berurah actually says that if you read Rus in the night, you do not have to hear it in the day. Although it's certainly better to hear it in the day, but you don't have to. In terms of the meaning, he said, "Yeah, when you're up to it in Nach, if you can. If not, three verses, like whatever."
Oh, did it say?
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, it's a tefillah. It's a tikkun. The tikkun.
In Breslov, the fact that the Pope is here is totally irrelevant, right? Means nothing. He's not part of our world.
Is the Pope here? I'm just kidding.
Who's the Pope?
That's really higher.
Because people were complaining that the Kotel is shut down for Jews because the Pope is going to be there. And they said, what's going on? This is our man, this Kotel. The Pope comes, who doesn't even recognize us or like us. And we can't go to our place.
He has influence on a lot of people. It's not like a nobody. He's like a king. He's a very, very important man in the world. He has a lot of influence.
But none of the rabbis in the world would have influence. There aren't rabbis that carry that kind of stature.
There's a million followers.
True, yeah.
So when, it's by the nation. You see this, that the power is by the nation. Not the nation.
No, but... He's got a lot of influence. It's, you know, someone like that, lots of culture. I don't know. We have a problem in that what he's doing, he doesn't realize what he's doing is not really revealing quite enough. The honest is he's doing it's better than what was. It's great advancement over idolatry. Wonderful, you advance the concept of love. Wonderful, you're trying to help people. But idolatry is idolatry is idolatry. That's what the Rambam says. The rabbi said, who told you it's idolatry just because he believes in some partnership? He's a goy. Anywhere in the Talmud where it's talking that you're not allowed to believe in partnership, only discusses a Jew, not a goy. And not just the left. That's what the rabbi says. It's a whole question how we hold. If it's not idolatry for him, maybe it's not so bad. I don't know. The coattail was holding it up. Comes for a little visit.
Exactly. So
they make a big deal out of it. They say, well, you're a jerk, and you hate us, and we hate you. I don't know if that's most savvy way to deal with him. That's just my feeling.
So we're not discussing that he's in total cahoots with child rapists.
I mean, yeah, he's got a problem.
You're not going to convince him. You're not going to convince him he's a bad person or tell him his religion's wrong.
You're not going to tell a billion people that they believe in the wrong God. It's a long discussion. Yeah. Especially this aspect of things. Yeah, I feel bad for them. They have this idea, which is crazy. Even by us, a young man who's pure, it's going to have to be connected to the Torah. Really connected. It's not going to help him. He's going to be in trouble. I mean, what will he do? I don't know. But he's not going to be Mr. Purity. He's not going to be totally usually. This is unusual. He's got to be just a parent who's very holy and brought down a very holy soul. But usually, it's going to be the only way he's going to hold out is if he's really connected to the Torah. Generally speaking, that's usually the way. That's in general. There's exceptions to every rule, but usually, if he's a healthy kid, then what's going to. You have to connect to heart. Well, that's part of why it's very interesting. You know, the Chassidim, it's very interesting how you look at it. You say there's one Malach, there's another Malach, in different ways, in different gangs. And it's like, you say, what do you mean? You have to do things this way, you have to do things that way, the other way. There's the, you have to dot every I, cross every T. You have a Zman, you have a time, you have to daven by, you can't miss the time, you have to beat your time, you have to beat your storm, you have to do this. But the Chassidim, sometimes they sort of make it. When a young man is having a hard time, having a hard life, so if he's a chassid, he gets up and he daven. He doesn't lose out on tefillah. These guys who come from other, they're like, why should I bother? I missed the time. I missed this. And he knows you're supposed to learn first. You're supposed to go to mikvah. So one day he does. One day he wants to learn. So at one point he just starts maybe doing a daf a day. Listen, before daven, after daven, somehow he gets way ahead of the other guy who's having a hard time. Maybe if he was a yeshiva doing well, he'd be like Nachsi, he'd do much better maybe. But here he's enjoying himself, he's doing his couple hours of learning, he feels a satisfaction in it, it's helping him. It's very hard to work out how much does he need to really transcend, to really get where he needs to go. It's a big balance. What do you do with each kid? How do you just do our best? That's the real truth. So I feel bad for these guys. They have this idea that you need to be... if you're dysfunctional, you're normal. What can I tell you? I'm sorry, that's not true. And the people who are not dysfunctional, they have a very big challenge. It's very hard. Never. And he thinks this is what Hashem wants from him. Like, that's some holiness. Unfortunately, it's not really true. Unfortunately, that's not really, really so. Hashem made something to use for good, not to cloister off the way. He doesn't realize. What can I tell you? That's his. To be pitied for it, not to be censured. It's not his fault. That's what he's taught. That's what they tell him. And maybe some people meditate. They do. Meditate. Is it better? I don't know. We try to pick up the world, whatever we can. We know that every little bit counts. And what he's doing also counts. He's trying to help people. He's trying to be better. He's trying to be apparently he told these nuns, you have to be motherly. You know, you have to like think of other people, and they have to like relate to you, and not stand off there. Like, he's trying to improve things. Good. If you're trying to improve things, excellent. Should they close the kota? Okay, I wouldn't say they close the kota, but no one's asking me. And the maisa, again, they're relating to trying to relate to an important person in a way that feels fitting. What can you tell them? You're wrong. Anyway, I don't think it's worth complaining over. Maybe it's just too little or something. Okay, there's one day. You do your best. You're right. It's not proper. Okay, do our best. You don't understand. You tell them you're really sorry. You know this is not right. The tefillah is so important. And his tefillah is very important too, but it's just not quite the same caliber. It's a different bechina. This is what Hashem wants. Not that. How are you supposed to know what you're talking about? So you should say, I understand. What can you do? I'm more concerned that things are open on Shabbos. That's harder for me. One day the goat said, okay, he's a good guy. He's doing his best. According to many opinions, he's not even an idolater. Excellent. Great. If he is, he doesn't mean it. So good. But Shabbos, you guys are breaking Shabbos, no one knows, no one cares. Come on. But, that's harder for me than that. It's hard also, but. Okay. Then you finish all 24 books like that. Echo, we say lo, the three first three verses, because Yom. Yecheskel, read the Torah. Habakkuk, also, the second half. Then in the morning, a little before the Shacha, when the cloud gets a little black, the Rosh Hashacha, it's a mitzvah to go into mikvah to get an extra kedusha of kesef. Highest mikvah of the year is Mayim Shpuris. That's the highest. That's the highest mikvah of the year. The highest. That's the actually absolute highest. And all the mikvahs of Nesan says every mikvah gets its light from that mikvah. That's what he says. Oh yeah, the Rebbe. The Batishva said he didn't want to go to the mikvah. He said, I'm not going to the mikvah until I hear the thunder and I see the lightning of Mount Torah. I'm not going in. People are like, wow, how can that, what can that mean? And everybody's like, what are you talking about? Of course. You think Yecheskel wasn't a human being? And yet he saw the chariot. Aren't you foolish? You're supposed to see and hear stuff. It's not just for nothing. It's not just, you know, this is a powerful thing. This is a powerful thing. He explains that he says, Hashem created the world. He said, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that. That voice is still intact. What we see is an echo of that voice. So the echo confuses us. We just see the physical manifestation. We can get back to the source. It's very hard. So truly speaking, the Torah, not until you hear the voice, you can get back. Connect. That's what we're trying to do. That's what we want to do. The mikvah purifies and hopefully connect. The Rebbe said he heard. He was with someone, he said.
Is that true for the first two commandments?
Again?
Is that also true for the first two commandments? Are we still hearing that echo?
Everything. If we can hear, if we can connect. Yes, everything. You can't all the time. It's certainly shvus. So the Rebbe said, how could you be? He was with someone. He said, do you hear? He said, nope. How could you not be here? That's impossible. I can't. How do you know you're Jewish? This is tricky. You're whole life. How do you not hear? That's did I ever hear? Probably not. But how did I not hear? I don't know. I have no good answer. I'm sorry. I guess I'm incoherent. But I want to hear. Well, Hashem, we try. Feel a little odd. Go in that mikveh. You jump in. You jump out. You know.
Has Rabbi Arush said he hears that?
I have no idea. You have to ask. But it's a big, big time. I tell you one thing. The mikveh is very crowded. Someone asked me, how do you manage a crowded mikveh? It's packed. I said, you can go earlier. You gotta go earlier in order. I said, but I never know. Like, I just in and out. I don't notice.
Well,
you don't notice anybody. You just Jump in, get the mikveh out, get the oil, bye. Don't care. That's the time.
You talk from the day, not from the night.
Yeah, but right before Elul Shabbat. 5 minutes before Elul Shabbat. Jump in, jump out, you're done. Very, very good. Last year, I remember going to the mikveh, and there was no mikveh. And I remember, right, they're constructing. Usually, the priority doesn't exist anymore right now. So I went to a different one. But that was a very interesting experience. Because the other one I go to, I didn't want to go to. They have Yom Tov, you're not allowed to go. Only if you're driving the shul, or you're part of their community. I pay with the machine, so I get in. But they don't want you coming to Shabbos Yom Tov without being part of them. Close on it. Okay. But the one I usually go to, does have a good drive. They don't want to go, Hashem, we sin. We say we sin, Hashem. So that's a little bit.
You
pay the machine, but you have to put coins. Right now, they're not yet advanced enough to take a credit card, although maybe. It's only 10 shekels, they don't want you to pay the credit card. They lose on interest. Back to die. It's not worth it to them. It's very, very mishuklah. It's very advanced. They do a lot of.
It's really awesome. Right? Well, can
you? Yeah, sure. You can do Silvan if you want. Other people will win. Cold.
So instead of going to Iran, to Wad Boromir, why don't they go to Kinneret on other days?
Sometimes they go. It's just, you know, don't make a big fanfare about it. And a lot of people they go. Person goes in the area, goes to Kinneret, jumps in, tries to get better familiar.
You know what I mean? There are about 100,000 people showing up.
Well, we have a precedent, that's why. Right. We have a precedent for like Boma, which we do not have for the Kinneret. The Kinneret people went to were very, very special. All who lived were around Tveria. We went to give the Chaim Vital, he couldn't understand the sodos. So he gave him a drink. He went to a place where there's Be'er Shemiriam, he drew it in, gave him a drink, and after that he was fine. Great. That was our read. But most people, there's no precedent so much to go there. With the Rochav, because with Yerushalayim, he didn't go to Tveria to immerse in the Kinneret, as far as we know. He didn't make a big deal out of it. Maybe he did. He didn't make a big deal out of it. But he spent 3 days on a donkey going to Meron. And when he went down there, he climbed up, he crawled up, he prayed like a donkey, he said, I'm nothing compared to the Chivar Chai, he dashed, he burns things. It was a big deal for him. He was going to spend 6 days, 3 days on the way there, 3 days on the way back, just to be by Meron. Like, well, he was someone who never wasted any time. He didn't go anywhere else. But Meron was, he's not the only one. There are many great people who made a big deal about Meron. We also, it's a very, very great precedent for it. Get something very special there. The Kinneret is very, you have to be Zohar, it's different. You know, whoever you are, you get. Here it's like, you have to, well, if you want to have a lesson, it's a great mikveh, it's a wonderful, Chaim is wonderful, but you can lose out from it. It's not the same. Your own something, I would never give up on your own. But Rabbi Yashin did not go. So I would never, he didn't go anywhere, Arab Yerushalayim, almost ever. Stayed away. Once someone had an appointment with him on Lag BaOmer, and he missed his time. Every day he had a time. He was very careful to watch. This person comes his time. He can't take his time. If he had what to say, he was holding to ask questions. So Rabbi Shimon, he came the next day. He said, I'm sorry, I went to Rabbi Shimon. He said, what? For me, the Rabbi Shimon and the Gemara is enough. And I said, Rayasha. Like, the Chassidish show, we don't do, we go. Well, we also maybe we're not a couple of lines. They're both or isn't that the nation? That's a little bit about the mikvah. What this mikvah is? Shar Hanun, great rachamim, great mercy from Hashem. We purify from every defilement. That's this beautiful special mikvah. A little bit about this mikvah. That's awesome. Special opportunity. Regarding this mikveh, it says, I have thrown upon you purifying waters, and you have become pure. That's when the Malchus, the kingdom, the kingship, the kingdom, the Malchus aspect of self-sacrifice, as a self-sacrifice, every Jew bring Hashem into the world, gets purified. As it were, goes to the mikveh, the supernal mikveh, whatever that means. So we want to grab onto that. But the keser, the 50th gate, which is the Keser of Bina. We're going to, again, this Keser all over the place. Every aspect is Keser. The Keser of Bina reaches for a higher level. So there are 15 gates, which are not the five karnases. When all of them are filled, the kesser comes down. And the kesser, the ze'anpin, and the malchus become kesser one shot. Which means if you want to make Hashem, the melech, it has to do also with your self-sacrifice and also with how you bring Hashem in every emotional state. How you act, where, how do I act, in what way do I act? That's what it comes down to. Yeah. Make sure I cast in the kitchen. Yeah, the kesser comes down to the anpin, and then we're able to bring the light of kesser on the malchus. And again, this is this idea which comes up very much of trying to get to the places where I am desperate, where it's hard for me, reaching those also, shining into those also. It's fine. This is hard. This thing is just hard for me. Everyone has their own things that are difficult for them, that make life it's not so, they find it not easy. So this is difficult for me, that difficult for me, all things difficult for me. And we had to connect to Hashem even there. Change. It shouldn't be the same. For the life surprises, it should be easier for him. It shouldn't be the same thing. Same old, same old. It doesn't matter. It's the same place, the same Indian. No, not the same. Now it's different now. I'm not the same person. Something's changed. That's what we really want. Change the deepest parts of me, and then it becomes a fully different situation. Instead of being challenged by something, the person gets to a place where, you know, I can visualize beforehand, I'm not going to worry. This thing's not going to bother me anymore. I'm in a place now, I can think about it, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do exactly that. Not more, not less, I'm going to do exactly what I'm supposed to do. Even though it was always used to be a struggle, it doesn't have to be a struggle anymore. Struggling less. That's what we want to get to. That's what we're trying to illuminate, is shine in emotional states to such an extent that I'm going to be working less on the mouth, and it's easier for me. I advance. The mouth is something different mouth. It's not going to think about, it's not obsessing, it's not running after the HR anymore. It's a different person, different focus. In different places. Not something else now. He's got the problems. He's got what to work on, but not this old, the problem of, is it going to eat the whole fridge or not? Open the fridge. Every time it was a fridge, it's a challenge. And then it becomes, well, no, every once in a while. Then it becomes, no, think about what you need, and that's it. Each person has their own, you know, you talk about in terms of any other problem, behavior, and anger also. So I'm not going to get angry. It's not going to get me angry. Shabbos, I'm not going to get angry. I don't care what happens. That's supposed to get angry on Shabbos. Big problem. Getting angry. It's the same thing though, because again, I want to. I'm sure I have an opportunity to connect through this mikvah and purify, bring the kesser on the emotional states, and that purifies the kesser, the element, the kesser in the malchus. The malchus comes from a different height.
Certain illumination takes place. On Shavuos, and whatever that illumination is, it's different than it was the year before.
Yes, and I want it to affect even the lower parts of me, so that I change.